Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I just wanted to address this because somebody texted in. Hold on, Frankie Muniz, like the kid from Malcolm in the Middle? Yes.
That guy.
The kid from Malcolm in the Middle. Couple things. They're doing a reboot coming up, and he's going to be in it. But also, he is racing at the Texas Motor Speedway tonight. No, I didn't just do a Mad Lib of sentence. Yeah. All right? That's a real thing that's really happening. We will talk with him at 11:30.
God bless Frankie Muniz, man. I mean, what a career turn to go from Malcolm in the Middle. And let's be honest, and I mean, this is one of those things where it's like, what do you say to him acting-wise? What's he done besides Malcolm in the Middle? Which, look, that's all he needs to do.
Sure.
But, I mean, outside of that.
He was in some movie, I want to say like Agent Cody Banks. Yeah. But to your point, it's been a while.
I mean, I actually, and I don't know that I'm going to do this, but I actually want to ask him more, you know, Bryan Cranston questions than I really, you know.
Sure, he's really good. Be excited about that.
So, Frankie, tell me, did you ever get reached out to about doing Breaking Bad?
No. So he's racing tonight, and your question strategy is,
I just really
did they
ask
ever
about.
Offer you a spot in Breaking Bad?
That's exactly right.
All right. 11:30, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in. I also am as excited to see how it goes now. Yeah. All right. Right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Now, I've been meaning to go through these for most of the week, but we've been loaded with stuff. I wanted to throw out a couple of, they seem fake,
yeah,
but true facts about the NFL draft.
Okay.
Ashton Jeanty, with $31.6 million guaranteed, will already be the second highest paid running back in the league.
Ooh.
If you're a running back that's not named Saquon, that's probably got to irritate you.
Well, if you're like a Jahmyr Gibbs, you probably might be a little irritated. But, I mean, who else has got a legitimate gripe to be upset?
Derrick Henry.
He's also 30.
Oh. I mean, you saw him this last year, though.
No, I did. I mean, but, hey, look, the market dictates what it dictates, right?
Okay.
So, you know, you signed the two-year, $19, $20 million deal.
That's
so
true.
No one put a gun to your head, Derek.
Travis Hunter is a top three in betting odds to win NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And yeah. NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That's not happening.
Which would you use him, like let's say primary position, you're going to go cornerback. Would you use him in some packages for wide receiver?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know he's like, I'll just quit playing football. And you're like, no, you won't.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Look, I read an article with Champ Bailey, and who was the last legit two-way player, okay? And he put it out as well and as plainly as I've seen anybody else do it. The amount of work you have to do to be able to play both sides of the football, like consistently and good. There's a reason why we haven't seen it before. Now, could you see a pack, like you said, alluded to a package? Yes, I absolutely could. I went back to, I was looking, this is kind of the nerd I am. I looked at Deion's stats from when he was in San Francisco. Because that was really the only year where he consistently played both sides of the football.
Yeah.
Right? And I think he started 9 games a wide receiver, had 400 some odd yards, and then never did it again. And this is Deion. So do we think Travis Hunter's a better athlete than Deion? No, we don't. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put him there yet.
If you were offered an opportunity to talk in front of the Senate, do you think you would accept it?
Yes, absolutely would.
Roger Goodell said, I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. The Senate Commerce Committee is holding a hearing on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, to talk about sports moving from broadcast TV to streaming. And they're like, hey, do you want to come down? And he's like, no, thanks.
I'm good.
Because doesn't it feel like it will only get worse for him? They're like, now you said in your Senate committee testimony.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's easy for us to say, yes, I would do it, because why not? We got nothing to lose. But yeah, from his perspective, the last thing you want is that. Because then next thing you know, they're going to bring up the Sunday ticket stuff.
Exactly. Can I just say, if you ever do get the opportunity to testify in front of the Senate, will you let me know so I can make sure to
I'll put it on my socials.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it on my socials.
I will watch the hell
stream
out of
it.
That.
Stream it.
Yes, we will stream it.
Okay, there you go.
Maybe on Sean Merriman's platform. Who knows?
That's right. Lights out. That's right. I know. All right, every team in the NFL has drafted a quarterback in the first round in the last 50 years.
Wow.
Except
for? Ooh. Who has not drafted a quarterback in the last 50 years in the first round? I will go with, can you give me a conference?
NFC.
The Commander. No, they just took one. Hello. God, that's a great question. Is it the Cowboys? No, you took Troy Aikman in 89, right? 90?
Yeah. You took two quarterbacks that year in the first round.
I mean, I was eight. I really wasn't locked into the Cowboys in 89.
Oh, but you've heard of Troy Aikman, right?
Well, that's what I said. I said, okay. Yeah, I just said Troy Aikman went in 89. I don't know.
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, they hadn't taken one since what? Not Bobby Hebert. Manning in 73, I think is what it was. So.
52 years for them now.
Wow.
That's it.
That's right, because I saw that his grandson, who's, can we stop with this Arch coming out in 26?
It's not going to happen.
He's not coming out in 26.
I agree with you.
Why would he? First of all, I mean, look at the, you know, who's available. I don't think he wants to go to the Saints. Plus, I mean, this dude's making what? $8, $9, $10 million a year.
Yeah. And one of his dreams has been to be the Texas quarterback. I mean,
come on. This dude's living the Vita Loca right now. I ain't mad at him.
Is that the second reference-ish that you've made to that today?
Maybe.
Okay. That is.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll keep a count.
Okay. Maybe.
Fantastic.
But just ding it. Just ding it.
Okay.
There you go.
I got my bell right here just in case. All right.
We beat the hell out of that thing, by the way.
Good, mark that.
Yep.
How many starts?
Yes.
Yeah. I still got nighttime radio in me too, all right? Don't worry about it.
I like it. I like it. We'll have you, I should have you off the rails by about 12:30.
We'll see.
I made it
5.5 years with Mike Bassick. Yeah. I'm prepared for this. All right. Over under. How many starts will Jackson Dart make this year?
5.5.
1.5.
Really?
Yeah. They have belief in the, I don't know, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson combination.
Said nobody ever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you on that one. I think with Russell, I mean, Jameis is what he is, okay? Yeah. Like, you're not worried about him. Hell, you could probably keep him as your backup. I agree. Probably cut Russell and not lose any sleep over it, and Jameis is going to be a good soldier.
I agree.
Look, you're going to know about within the first 3 or 4 weeks of the Russell Wilson experiment whether this is worth it, okay? Because that dude fell off a cliff. Now, that said, part of what I read was, part of why he fell off a cliff was that Arthur Smith didn't like him changing plays. And so he wanted a more vanilla offense, and that's kind of, you know, believe what you want. But what they said, when they let Russ cook, offense was cooking.
Yeah.
When they let Arthur Smith cook, you're burning water.
What about Shedeur Sanders? Over under how many starts he gets this year?
I don't think he'll start at all.
Do you think he'll be on the team?
He's got practice squad vibes for me.
Will he make it through waivers to get on the practice squad, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude,
If he gets cut by the Browns, you think we were going to be clamoring to go get Shedeur Sanders at that point?
I guess they weren't in the draft, so why not? All right, Chargers. They declined the fifth-year option for Zion Johnson. Not particularly surprising. Also not surprising. The Cowboys did the same for Kyir Elam, the cornerback.
Shocker.
They would have had to give him $12.7 million. Obviously, the whole reason he was available is because...
I mean, what are we talking about here?
Never, ever going to happen.
Kyir.
All right. The last question...
Have we figured out if he's related to Jason yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Do you want to investigate
that? I didn't know if anybody had you know, dug into that yet.
Hey, if you want to give us a report in the front half of the 120 segment, I would love to hear it. All right. So I gave you a tough question last time. This is an easy question.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I need you to get this right.
All right. I got it.
And where did you work before this? You worked in Houston?
I did.
And now you're in Dallas.
Now I'm in the Big D, baby. Okay. So yes.
Just keep that in
mind. Keep that in mind.
Which state had the most draft picks?
Oh, Texas, right?
There you go. 37 by far the most of any of the states, because obviously Texas has the best high school football in the country.
I hosted our non-existent faux high school football show this past season.
Yeah?
That apparently, and a lot of people found out I did. This show's been going on for 25 years.
Yeah?
Here at the station.
Yeah?
And apparently nobody knew.
So you didn't really tap into the rich history of that show?
Didn't even know about the rich history until about midway through the season. And they said, hey, this show's been on for 25 years. So
did you start off the first broadcast by being like, hey, we're going to try something new this year? And they're like, no, we've been doing this for a while.
Well, what I told them was this. I can't just read scores for 2.5 hours.
Sure.
If that's the route we're going to go, then I don't know that I'm the guy.
Yeah.
But if you want kind of like a...
We used to have that show in this time slot years ago.
If you want a whip around high school show, now let's talk.
By the way, Florida was second with 26. That's how big the gap was, 37 to 26.
Okay. Where was California at?
California was fourth. Who do you think was in between?
Ohio.
Nope.
Pennsylvania.
Nope.
Missouri.
Ooh, Missouri's on the list, but no. You're too high in the
Georgia
United States. Georgia is correct. So it went Texas, Florida, Georgia, line, then California.
Okay.
All right. I hope anybody out there in the world appreciated
that
joke. Thank you very much, Alec. All right. Best situation for a rookie quarterback. Is there a combination of rookie quarterback and team that you think is potentially the best? That's not to say Cam, although it could be Cam. I get it. He went number one. But do you think that's the best situation for a quarterback?
I think the Giants situation for Jackson Dart. Well, Dable's shown that he can lead an offense. Like, he can coach up a good offense, all right? I mean, hell, he got Danny Dimes to a playoff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, he's helped Josh Allen. I mean, he's a good offensive mind. So you got one of the best wide receivers in Malik Nabers, all right, who's already made it clear, I want the Rock. You got maybe one of the best defensive line, if not the best defensive line that you've added to.
I agree.
I mean, that defensive line with Banks, Thibodeau, and now Abdul Carter, and then Lawrence in the middle? Are you serious right now? So just don't screw it up. Just don't screw it up if you're the New York Giants. You can kind of take a slow approach to it. See what happens.
Does Will Howard to the Steelers do anything for you?
No. No, because, I mean, Arthur Smith does nothing for me.
Okay. I gotcha.
I mean, what's Arthur Smith's claim to fame? Hey, I was able to get 2,000 yards out of Derrick Henry. Yeah, you and Ray Charles, okay? Like, took a lot of brain power to say, hey, Tannehill, hand the ball off to Derrick Henry 30 times a game.
Yeah. Especially if you're Tannehill.
I mean.
By the way, I saw a couple people texting in. Absolutely, that was not a reference to the G-Bag Nation. That is not a reference to any show that is currently on our station. All right, so Fox Sports, they do have Cam Ward in the number one spot, followed by Tyler Shuck with the Saints, and then Jackson Dart is third with the Giants. The only reason I thought about Will Howard is because I think he has a very clear path to start.
Yeah.
And because maybe Aaron Rodgers goes there, maybe he doesn't, but he's not good.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he's as bad as people think, though. I don't. I mean, look, he threw 28 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, whatever it was. I mean, hell, his stats were comparable to Patrick Mahomes's last year. If you break down, I mean, look, the Jets suck. That's a disaster of a team. And again, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have his fastball like he used to anymore. But if we take away the ayahuasca, the him being a jerk, and all the other stuff that surrounds Aaron Rodgers, and just focus on his football play, I mean, he's still a top 12, top 15 quarterback to me. That if you put him in the right situation. Who's paying attention to the Jets?
Interesting.
That team was a disaster last year.
I know. I agree. You know? I think he's part of the reason they were a disaster, though.
Well, no. His whole ambiance, yes. But I understood why he wanted to go to Minnesota. He can still spin it.
To go ahead and finish out the Brett Favre career.
Well, that 100%. Now, we haven't seen any picks yet. Hope we don't.
Or welfare fraud.
But he doesn't strike me as a welfare fraud kind of guy. Aaron Rodgers does.
When you saw Brett Favre, were you like, I could see him trying to rip off the government?
Well, we kind of forget that this guy was in rehab for pain pills before it was, you know, a thing to do. So,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
My mom used to serve him breakfast at the Menninger Clinic.
Because
that's where he was at for his pill addiction.
Really?
Yeah. True story.
Did she say he was nice?
She did. She did. Allegedly, and this is what my mom says, take it for what it's worth. And before
are you
all
saying
this,
allegedly with your mom? You don't believe your mom?
Again, this is what my mom said.
Just a messenger.
Thank you.
All right.
She said that Brett Favre told her best omelet he'd ever had.
Okay. That feels like a weird thing to just lie about.
It really does.
He's also a pill head, so who knows?
No, I meant for your mom. I meant, why would your mom make that up?
Well, no. My thing is, he allegedly said that she was the best.
Yeah.
Stop. The omelet was the best that he'd ever had. So I don't know that I believe that, but who knows?
It sounds like a Chris Arnold story. like, my mom used to actually serve him.
My mom could be a liar. Brett Favre could be a liar.
Who knows?
Can't say.
Who knows? This was the mid-90s, man. All bets were off back then, so.
I got you. We're the KNC Masterpiece. I almost said something. I was like, nope. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it will be a fascinating segment indeed. We will have Forgiveness Friday, but also NASCAR, Craftsman, Truck Series, Racer, and Star of Malcolm in the Middle. Frankie Muniz, all of it. Yes, really. Next on The Fan.
One ball, no strike. Simeon goes. The pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. Simeon is still running. I don't think he realizes how many outs there are. And he's going to be doubled off. Simeon stopping between third and home now turns and looks at Tony Beasley with his palms up like, wait a second, what's going on? And it's a double play to end the inning. I think Marcus either didn't know where the ball was or forgot how many outs there were.
Either way, not a good look for the Texas Rangers offense. And right now, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday, 877-881. 1053. Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? Do you need to ask somebody for forgiveness? Fred, I'm going to go to you. I could see how you've run afoul of people in your life. Is there anybody that you need to ask for forgiveness today?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Is there really, but you choose not to share that information?
I mean, I pretty much keep to myself. I mean, I'm sure there's a few women out there that probably I should ask for forgiveness from. Yeah. But, jeez. You know, outside
of that. You're just not going to grant said forgiveness. Okay, fair enough.
No, I need forgiveness from them.
Ah.
No, they don't need my forgiveness.
Okay.
No.
Is there anybody that needs to ask for your forgiveness then?
No.
Okay, that's
like
good.
I said, man, I keep to myself, you know, so.
Yeah.
Try not to ruffle any feathers.
You definitely seem like a quiet, get to yourself kind of person.
Don't let the radio persona fool you.
I mean, you know. I talked to you before the show, too. I stand by that assertion.
You're smart.
Shout out to my boy Dan the Transmission Man.
Is he going to show up to work today? All right. That is a joke for two people.
Not feeling good.
The Texas Rangers, they need to ask for forgiveness. So, prior to Thursday's game, in which Tyler Mahle pitched really well, they had an ERA of 2.99 for their starting pitchers and a whip of 1.1. That's the best ERA for the team since 1983.
Wow.
At this point, and the best whip ever. And they're 500.
That's impressive.
And they're 500.
Just makes you wonder, what would this team's record be if the pitching wasn't so dominant right now?
You got to think at least, oh man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're Rockies level bad at that, at that point.
Maybe 10 wins, 10 maybe. And 22.
I mean,
maybe.
You think double digit?
Maybe.
I mean, because you've had to fight and claw for what, 16 wins?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. From the 214, Kevin, do you need to ask Corey for forgiveness of that? Why he's not on the air today? No, that is not why he's on the air today. He's taking care of something very important. And he's doing great, I'm sure. Now, how much do you think, again, not you personally, Fred, I know no such moral ambiguity would ever come up with you, but Steve Smith is being sued for $100,000 over his affair.
I saw that.
I'm not going to lie. I did not know you could sue somebody for having an
affair. Well, there's only six states that allow that.
Oh.
It's the infidelity...
alienation of affection is what he's claiming in North Carolina.
That's rough. Alienation of affection.
Yeah.
I'm writing that one down.
Yeah, right? You've been alienating my affection.
Just like a legal way to say you're a homewrecker.
That's it.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, if your marriage got busted up by another person, do you think the first thing you'd be like, I'm going to sue them? Maybe if they were a former NFL player.
It fell under the purview of what this guy's going through?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. I mean, what's he got? I mean, the guy's already crashed out twice. Crashed out on the internet, crashed out on social. Yep. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. But yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Is $100,000 enough?
I mean, can you put a price on infidelity?
I mean,
my guess is he's probably going to get the house.
Okay.
Okay. Probably going to get the cars. I would like to think maybe he'll keep his pension. A little 100 G's on top of it. I don't know that she's got it, but. I'm sorry. He's getting it from Steve Smith. So Steve Smith, I'll tell you what Steve Smith's going to do. Steve Smith's going to cut him a check and be done with it.
I could see that.
It's a smart thing to do.
Do you like it when they assign blame for a marriage falling apart? They're not just like, no, this is both of our faults. They're like, no, this is this person.
I mean, look, I've never been married. I've heard stories. Mm. So I don't know that I can really speak to one way or the other.
Fred, extra question for you right here. What percentage likelihood that you will get married in your life?
God, that's a great question. I would say 50-50. That's a 50-50 shot because I am also a very impulsive person. I'm sure that's hard to believe. I could see
the hell you say
one day just saying to some, I don't know, I wouldn't call her lucky, hey, let's go get married. And whether that's a let's go to Las Vegas, little white wedding chapel type deal, or let's just go down to the courthouse and do it. Either way, that type of deal.
I hope this makes sense. I could see you getting married out of spite as well. Like somebody saying you'll never get married and you're like, the hell I won't. And then you go do that.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong. I don't know that, like I said, I'd have to find somebody that, I mean, I've been single and by myself for a while. So I'm very... I don't want to say territorial, but I I've got things in a certain way. So.
I gotcha. No, I understand. Do the Lakers need to ask for forgiveness or does the betting public need to ask for forgiveness? So they took a bath on this.
Yeah.
People had Lakers in six. People had Lakers winning the championship. They were bouncing the first round, and Las Vegas made money.
Yeah, they did. No, the betting public needs to ask themselves for forgiveness, myself included. The entire Fan After Dark show needs to ask for forgiveness for this, because it's one of those deals where after you look at it, you think to yourself, like, man, what happened to this team from a month ago to this first round series? And Luka's out of shape.
Yeah.
Which that's, I mean, we're not breaking news here. And LeBron's 40.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like it.
Yeah.
And you saw that. And then J.J. Redick, exhibit A, show me how to completely decimate your team in real time.
Yeah.
Don't play anybody for an entire half.
Then he told his entire team to get in shape.
Well, he told them that shape. On championship shape, which is just a nice way of saying, hey, Luka, you're fat. Can you please do that for me? And then the rest of you guys, I don't trust you guys to the point where let me bring Maxi Kleba, who hasn't played real basketball in 4 months, off the bench and see what spark he can give us. Because none of you Jamokes can do it.
I am not entirely sure if I understand what that word you just used means.
I thought you guys were wrestling people. Isn't Jamoke a wrestling term?
Are you thinking of jabroni?
Do we need to dump that? I honestly don't know what that means.
I mean, Jamoke, that's, I thought that was a fairly...
Okay, well, look, I can't trust your show does not have the best track record of doubling down on words that they're sure you can say on air, only to learn that you cannot.
Well, that, in fairness with... Now, that was Blake, and I wasn't on air that night. Him and Khaki Kev were on air that night, and okay. I don't know if you ever saw the fan cam footage of Khaki Kev's face as Blake is just hurling cuss words on live radio like it's nobody's business.
Would you say this is accurate? That word you used is a term of mild disparagement.
Absolutely.
For a man.
Absolutely.
It's also a slang term for coffee. What a versatile word.
That's exactly
and I'm learning
right.
so much already right. today.
What a day.
With Fred. Now, Tyrese Halliburton's dad. How do you think this went? We talked about this the other day, but it was mutually agreed that he would not go to any more playoff games in this run. Do you think by mutually agreed, they sat down and they're like, here's the deal. Don't come to any more playoff games.
My guess is it's probably Tyrese.
I could see that.
Said, look, dad, I can't have you screaming at Giannis after we knock him out of a first round series. Like, you're doing too much. Now, I also saw where apparently he's in league circles, he's been kind of a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
So it finally boiled over with Giannis.
Apparently a lot of people like me have also learned that word that you just used.
Yeah.
So thank you for educating the people. And from the 682,
I'm here for it.
I think everybody on Facebook who said the Mavs are looking to replace Nico with Dirk needs to ask for forgiveness. No, they're not. Like, just stop this.
Mm.
I've seen that spread so many times.
Yeah.
No, they are not.
What, replacing Nico with Dirk?
Yes.
No. Look, I said this on air yesterday. Up until 2 months ago, Nico was a better GM than Rob Pelinka. I mean, let's be real. If you look at the Mavericks roster construction versus what we just saw out of this Lakers team, I go back to saying to myself, like, what the hell was... And our boy Will Chambers has been busting my chops because I had Lakers in seven to win the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No, I did. I did. And, after you watch certain, hell, with the way they beat the Nuggets a couple months ago. But, again, playoff basketball is a different deal. And... I did not expect the bench. I knew the bench wasn't great, but my God, I didn't expect him to fall off a cliff, and I didn't expect LeBron to fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was... I don't think we've talked enough about it, but I mean, for a guy 40 years old, maybe the PEDs are wearing off. Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows?
How confident are you in that accusation?
100%.
Okay.
I mean, we've already heard about it. His wife had a box of PEDs delivered with her name on it. Like, we kind of gloss over that part. I mean, would anybody be surprised if we found out LeBron was on PEDs? No.
You're a fascinating cat. You really are. The hell with libel and slander laws. Let's just do it. I like it. Coming up next, I think, we're going to try to switch it up just a little bit. Hopefully, we'll still have Frankie Muniz on the show. But also, the grades are in. What do you give the Rangers for the month of April? Let's do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The grades are in. What do you have the Rangers for the month of April? Want to hear from you, 877-881-1053, Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. But before we get to any of that, I want to go.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go to cut number 13. Now, Fred, I know this can be tricky when you're on air.
Yeah.
But did you get an opportunity to watch the Pistons collapse?
We watched as much as we could.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's one of them things where, like you said, you're doing a show, but at the same time, because it was funny because I said, hey, New York's going to walk away with this because they're up 10-12 or whatever it was. What, Detroit goes on a 20-2 yes. run and then spits the bit.
Yeah, they had turnovers, missed free throws, which all led to cut number 13. It's 113-113. There's about 10 seconds left. Thompson had done a phenomenal job defensively, including forcing a turnover like less than a minute before this. But he's the primary on Brunson, and Brunson makes a move, and he flies six feet away from the ball. Here's how it went down.
Knicks trying to wait till the end. Brunson puts up a three. Bang! Jalen Brunson hits the three with 4.3 remaining, and the Pistons call timeout.
Are you proud of Jalen Brunson for getting the double bang from Mike Breen?
I mean, it was warranted last night.
I agree. I mean,
you cross somebody over AI style and then knock down the three ball afterwards, it wins you the game?
Like, I'd have felt different if it was Luka, and I'd have been like, yeah, well. You could shake him defensively.
Yeah.
But Thompson
has, that's saying something.
Yeah. Thompson's been phenomenal. I'm not kidding. He's at least 6 feet off the ball after this move. And Brunson took like a slight step to the right, but most of it was Thompson sliding out.
Well, it's funny you say that. So I sit in the same spot you do. And Blake sits where Bobby does. And so I'm looking at we're talking. And then I look up and I said, after the shot goes down, I said, how did Brunson get so wide open?
Yeah.
And then we saw it, and I was like, oh.
You saw the shake.
Okay.
And you're like, all right. Hey, no wonder he was named Clutch Player of the Year.
And when you see that it was Thompson, I mean, obviously his brother down in Houston's been a baller as well. So I think
they've really taken off this year, both of them.
Boy, they sure have. They sure have. I mean, look, if you're the Pistons, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie Bickerstaff, with the job he did, this team, the job that, I mean, they went from 14 to 44 wins.
And the step up of Cade this year, like, he stepped into, I was the number one pick. You know, like as opposed.
Well, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now
we got room to go.
You definitely have room to go, right? I mean, he averaged just, I think, like 23 points a game this past, for this first series. You're going to need to put that at about, 28 to 30 if you're going to get through that first round.
No, I agree with that. But this Brunson kid, I'm assuming he's been with the Knicks his entire career.
I want to say he was a Mav. Yeah. Fat and out of shape is what I heard.
No, definitely not.
That's what I heard. Wasn't serious about basketball.
Do you think that the Knicks have much, if any, of a shot against the Celtics? Because obviously people are going to bring up, hey, guess what? The Celtics have KP. He used to be on the Mavs too. I get it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to focus strictly on the matchup of that series.
I mean, I think they'll make it interesting. but I don't. They're not going to beat the Knicks, or excuse me, they're not going to beat the Celtics.
Sure.
Celtics are good, man. I mean, I hate to say it. Yeah. We talked about this briefly yesterday. This notion that the Celtics exposed Luka in the finals last year, which is such a tired and pathetic refrain. Like, this team's been one of the three best teams in the NBA for the last 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Maybe they don't have the championship pelts that maybe they should, but.
Stick around and we'll see.
You know what I'm saying? They've been there, done that. So, I'm honestly looking forward to the Cleveland series.
Yeah.
Cleveland's going to take care of business. But Cleveland-Boston, I think, could be a 7-game knockout, dragout.
Now, Alec, if you can, go ahead and give me cut number one, because I want to see what grade you would give the Rangers for the month of April.
Milner checks second. Fires home, and the pitch is lined towards the middle off of Simeon's glove on a dive in a center field to base hit. Schumann rounds third. He comes home and scores. Pareda stops at second. A line drive RBI single for Jacob Wilson on a ball that Marcus Simeon almost was able to snag with a dive.
Now, I like to consider myself an observer of all things human behavior.
Okay.
Fred, what percentage of your attention do you think we have right now?
100.
What percentage of your attention do you think we had 15 seconds ago?
5.
Can you explain why?
Well, I'm watching what I don't know what show.
This might be it's a movie. TNT. It might be Into the Blue.
I don't know, but I just saw Jessica Alba swimming.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys were talking about. I want to say that was Jared talking.
Yes, it was.
There you go.
Can you tell me the male actor?
Oh, Paul Walker.
Okay.
R.I.P.
There you go.
R.I.P.
Yeah. No.
Did you hear that he might still be alive? Anyway, I digress.
What? Hold on. When you say, did you hear?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what your algorithm looks like. Again?
Where did you hear
could
this?
It could be an internet, whatever. But
okay. Well, where did you hear it? What did you click
know.
On?
I was doom scrolling one day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Intel's or something, like one of those random what do they call it? Faceless Instagram pages.
Man, we are going to have to set up a question.
I want to say it might have been a Quora question.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
Well,
I love those.
At least that's the cue.
I love
all
those.
All right. At least that's the cue one you're on. That's fine. All right. It could be worse.
It could be.
It could be worse.
It could be.
Channel in his choppy.
All right. Yes. Yeah, see, we need to stay away from that. All right. The Rangers grades for the month of April. Now, I want to fire off a couple of these real quick, and then I want to go back over to you.
Okay.
Unless, because they're still swimming.
TBD.
So I can't rule out that Jessica Alba is going to come back on the screen, and you're going to be like, yeah, I like basketball. from the 4-6-9. C, because of the offense. And the pitching has been an A, and that moves it to a B+. That's higher than most people are going. For the 8-1-7, C, but only because the pitching has been amazing. From the 8-1-7, A+ starting pitching, B+ bullpen, D- for the hitting. And then from the 8-1-7, the errors, lack of hitting, base running, mistakes. I don't know if I can go higher than a B-. All right.
C.
Okay, you're going
A hitting, flat C. Excuse me. A pitching, F hitting.
Yeah.
It's just C's get degrees.
Man, how did I know that you had that theory ready to go?
Now, I'm just saying that because I've heard. By the way, my GPA was higher than that. So let's just.
How much higher?
Take that. I mean, whatever a 3-4-5 gets you.
Hey, that's really dang good.
Yeah.
Good job.
I have my moments.
I know. I'm enjoying it right now.
I have my moments.
All right, Alec. What would be your grade for the Rangers in the month of April? And so realistically, it's almost for the whole season because we had like 4 games in March. Yeah. So realistically, it's for the season.
I'd probably float right around a C as well because it's hard to give a pinpoint accurate grade whenever you have the highest of highs on one side and the lowest of lows on the other. The tale of the two sides of the coin are so totally abnormal for this team. I'm used to having a little bit of pop in the lineup, and then your rotation probably isn't as good. Now I'm getting the antithesis of that. Your rotation is stellar. Your bullpen, for the most part, has been stellar. Your offense can't get anything done whatsoever. So I don't want to be one of those people that's super down and say, you know, D minus because the offense, you're not scoring runs. You still have Jacob DeGrom on this team and he's still healthy. You still have Nathan Eovaldi on this team and he's still healthy. Tyler Mahle is overperforming to the general public's like perception before you actually saw him take the mound, because you sign him as an injured guy and you say, well, we're not going to see him this year, so you kind of just put him on the back burner. He's arguably been one of your best players on this team, period.
He could be in contention for the Cy Young.
He seriously could be, and the way he's consistently performing, I don't want to lose hope right now. So I'd say a C, and like Fred said, a C right now, especially in this division, as he alluded to in the 10 o'clock hour, this division, a C is enough to get you to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold out hope for a little bit, and I'm going to say, you know, I think there's room to improve.
So ESPN gave them a C+, safe to assume, obviously not far off. That's an acceptable grade. The Rangers' record is hovering around 500, and they've played one of the more difficult schedules so far.
Yeah.
And that is an interesting point. I haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about it a lot just because
it's still so early.
It is. And you haven't lost game. It hasn't been that you've lost games 3-2, then 5-4, then 10-9. You're like, oh, that schedule's brutal. It's been the same every time. It's really been 8-1, 3-1, 7-0. Yeah. And that's why. And so I'm not going to go just into the schedule as the reason that they have struggled. It's obviously, it's the offense, dummy.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So Tyler Mahle leads the league in ERA, 1.14.
Balling.
As Alex said, Jacob DeGrom rounding into good form. Nathan Eovaldi dominated with a 2.11 ERA. That's why I can't go any lower than, I'm probably with you guys, I think I'm going to say C-.
Yeah.
Just because I am so upset that literally the best starting pitching start in the history of this franchise has you at 500. And so I'm dinging it down a little bit. Even if you want to go A for the pitching, F for the hitting, I'm still going to knock it a little bit more because you're sitting at 500 when you controlled the first 3 weeks of the season in this division because you can't hit worth a damn.
It's scary to think what this team could do.
Yes.
Once they get going, if the bats get going. And again, I mean, we can do the refrain that, hey, the bats are going to go, and Bochy's been saying the same thing over and over again. I'm going to put it out there, the same thing I said to you and the same thing I said to G-Bag yesterday. At what point, what's that kind of like this line of demarcation for 2023, which was supposed to be the jump off for something special here in the DFW, was more of the, you know, example rather than the rule?
Look, we talked about this before. The other seven seasons around that World Series, the Rangers had a winning record zero times.
I heard you say that one night.
Yeah.
That was wild.
And so 7 of 8 seasons, the Rangers had never had 5 consecutive losing seasons until that lead up to the World Series. Now in their last 8 years, they've had a winning record one time. Now they won the World Series. So rock on. That'll be probably the best baseball season I'll ever see in my life for a variety of reasons.
Let me ask you this, because I know you're a dye-in-the-wool Rangers fan. Do you get worried that this Rangers team could be like the 04 Pistons?
For sure.
Yeah.
I was worried about that last year.
Yeah.
And so I was hoping that, look, the Rangers made moves in Berger and Peterson, and I want to get back to somebody texting in about Berger in just a second, that I thought attacked what looked like the problem.
Sure.
Inability to hit fastballs.
Yeah.
This team did not hit fastballs. So what did they do? They went out and got two players that are beasts at fastballs, or at least traditionally have been.
Had been.
And so at least with those two moves, I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
You have pinpointed the exact issue that you have and tried to work on it. Somebody said, D overall from the 785, I'm sad that Berger was the scapegoat when Semien, Garcia, and Peterson are just as bad. I want to correct. I don't think that is accurate.
I'm with you 100% on that.
I don't think Berger is being used as the scapegoat. He just has minor league options left.
Yeah.
And that's as simple as what it is. Like, he's struggled, but you're right. All those other people have struggled. It's just easier to put him back in the minors than the rest of them.
And I just, like I said, I go back to what we talked about in the very beginning of the show, is I think he's still carrying some of that baggage from his kid.
Yeah. And it's impossible to rule out.
I just feel like for a guy, there's no other explanation for why this guy has struggled to start the year.
We were there the day one of the most heartwarming things you're ever going to see happen in the clubhouse is they put out a blanket, a team blanket that they had specially made
for his daughter,
for
right?
his daughter. And then they had all the position players come by and sign it. Yeah. And the thing that was so amazing is not only did they do it, you saw players stare at the blanket and like try to figure out the best way to do their signature. It wasn't just a
right.
And I appreciate players who take the time to sign, but it wasn't just let me sign. They were like, all right, I'm going to give you the best version of my signature, even though it's just for the baby, because they were like, that's the way I can show you how much I care.
And it's a kid, man. Like, at the end of the day, no matter how somebody feels about somebody, like, when you're a parent, it changes everything. Sure. And so, again, you can't, I mean, for what Jake Berger's going through, his wife, his kid, and the family, and all that kind of stuff, there's just a lot going on there. So, I'm with you. I don't see him. I think it's too, there's no way. He's not being the scapegoat, all right? I just think right now, baseball outside of golf, to me, is the most mental sport there is.
And he was the easiest piece to move.
That's
and
it.
I think he'll be back. They made an investment in him, but he was the easiest piece to move at this point.
And maybe he asked. Maybe it's a conversation that's been had.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. From the 817, if we lose a series to the Rockies again, my concern is going to be at its peak. The Rockies are by far the worst team in baseball. If you lose a game to the Rockies, I'm going to be irritated. If you lose the series, then I will also doom and gloom with people. So stick around for May.
That's the ultimate line of demarcation right there. Look, if you lose the series to the Rockies, who were literally the A's are a better team than them.
There's an old Married with Children joke where I'm pretty sure Al Bundy said, I can't leave, the Bears are playing the Lions, and if you lose to the Lions, you're out of the league. Yeah. And so that's the way I feel with that. Like, if you lose to the Rockies, you're done. Let's just go ahead and pack it up, come back another day. See how it goes.
At that point, I'm box score watching like never before against the Rockies.
Oh yeah.
Okay. If you ain't batting 250 or above against the Rockies for the series, round rock.
Okay.
Round rock. Okay. Maybe we do a wholesale churn at the end of that series. Wow. Who knows? But if you can't produce against the Rockies, round rock.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Concert Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite concert venue of all time? 877-881-1053. I mean, hold on. We're going to get to this segment, and you should never interrupt a tease, but that's okay. We're going to stop to talk about this. Are you going to suggest your favorite concert venue as a place you've never been?
Yeah.
Pick a different venue. Next on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.